Ever so very briefly, there was a request to talk about talking during Chazaras Hashatz, and I planned on talking about Chazaras Hashatz anyway, so it's kind of a good shidduch. So, what's the reason for saying Chazaras Hashatz? So the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah tells me that the idea is to be motzi the einol bochi, right? That if you have someone who doesn't know how to daven, so the chazan will daven for them, and then they'll be yotzei tefillah that way. The Mishnah Berurah writes, beginning Kuf Chav Daled, which is similar to Chazaras Hashatz, that this only works if you have a minyan. If you don't have a minyan, so you can't be motzi the einol bochi that way. Additionally, the Mishnah Berurah comments that you're only yotzei with the shatz if you understand Hebrew. That's interesting, right? If I daven by myself, even if I don't understand Hebrew, I'm yotzei, right? But when I'm yotzei with you, I have to understand the Hebrew. So what's the pshat in that? So if you look in the Sefer Yishei Yisrael, being a Per Chav Daled, he points out that when I'm being yotzei with you, the pshat is that there's like a tziruf between the sayer and the hearer. The one who hears and the one who says. I can only have a tziruf if there's some havana. If there's no havana, there can't be a tziruf. Now, this probably relates to the famous machlokas between the Beis HaLevi and the Chazon Ish about how Shomei HaKa'oneh works. No? Is the Shomei HaKa'oneh like the lashon of the Chazon Ish that aniyah is a min mimine hadibur? That shmiyah is min mimine hadibur? That just listening is halachically considered hearing? Or is it that I'm yotzei ayidei, that you're being motzi me ayidei some sort of tziruf? Where the kashas are that if shmiyah is a min mimine hadibor, so even if I'm hearing someone who's not a bar chiyuva, I should be yotzei. But be it as it may, that's like a whole shiur for Shomei HaKa'oneh. We're not talking about Shomei HaKa'oneh now. We're talking about Chazaras Hashatz. But the idea that I have to understand what the shatz is saying, and even if the shatz is saying it in Lashon Kodesh, I have to understand what he's saying. The idea seems to be that there's some tziruf between the mashmi'a and the shomea. So the basic yesod of Chazaras Hashatz is to be motzi the einol bochi. Based on this, in the tshuvos of the Rambam and the Pe'er Hador Siman Kuf Memches, so they ask a shaila. They say, "Dear Maimonides, if you have a congregation that everyone is a bochi." So there should be no reason for Chazaras Hashatz, because there's no one to be motzi. So the Rambam writes that no, he says it can't be nosato dvarecha l'shiurim. Right? First of all, well, in this congregation, so you have Chazaras Hashatz, in that congregation you don't. And well, we have to go around the whole room and look who's an Am Haaretz. Oh, you're the Am Haaretz. So today we're gonna say Chazaras Hashatz. Like it doesn't work like that. And the Rambam is medame it. He says once they make a takana, so even though the siva is batal, takana is not batal. For example, saying kiddush in shul. Right, the Gemara in Arve Psachim says that the Kiddush Beis HaKnesses is to be motzi the Orchim, right? Even if you don't have Orchim today, right, there are no Orchim really, right? But still, we say Kiddush in Shul. The bracha that we say Magen Avos Leil Shabbos was instituted because they would daven out in the fields and maybe people come late, etc. Even if you don't have that situation anymore, it's a takana that takam b'mkom hagam that the siva is bottle. So that's the tshuva in the Pe'er Hador Siman Kuf Memches, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chaf Daled Se'if Gimel. Right? So we say Chazaras Hashatz despite the fact that everyone is a bucky. Now, it's worth noting, and there's a tshuva in Chacham Ovadia in Yechaveh Da'as Chela Kei Siman Yud Beis, where he makes this point that it could be that Bizman has also there's an inyan to Rasei Chazaras Hashatz, Rahotzi as She'ino Baki, but She'ino Baki in a different sort of way. Not She'ino Baki in the sense of someone who can't read Hebrew, doesn't understand the language, but She'ino Baki in the sense of someone doesn't have Kavana.
The shots is more government.
So the Prima Godim writes, and the Sefer Yisrael points out that the Prima Godim says that you should be Ma'amid Ashat, Dafka, who is the biggest Yerei Shamayim, the person with the most Kavana, etc., in order to have Kavana to be Motzi everybody else. Now, it says in Siman Kuf Aleph in Shulchan Aruch that you should have Kavana L'chol HaPachos by Avos, right? And Kavana by Avos is Ma'akev. Right, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah writes, "Ha'idna einanu chozrim b'shvil chisarin kavanah." Actually, Dr. Lam, Zichrono Levracha, has an essay about this in his Sefer Halichot HaHalachot. That idea of "Ha'idna einanu chozrim b'shvil chisarin kavanah," but the idea that maybe I have a shot to be motzi the people who didn't have proper kavanah is an interesting type of idea.
Don't you have to have kavanah to be yotzei to the shatz?
So I have to have kavana to be yotzei from the shatz, according to that, just in case
What's
I
gonna
didn't.
require? If you don't, if you get a kavanah for your personal shmoneser when you
Right,
send your
so
orders, you have
it
to have
might
kavanah
be easier to have kavana to listen to someone else. I mean, I'll talk
for.
about.
Tosfos in brachos
Huh?
and Tosfos in brachos in the fourth parak talks about how if you miss Yalav Yavo and make our din, you could listen to the shatz. Then we assume we don't do that nowadays. We stop because we didn't
No.
have kavanah, no?
No, I think in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch says that we should do this. The assumption is that today we don't have kavana as we should, but you should try to have kavana to the shatz, just in case you weren't yotze. Just in case you weren't yotze. Now, I should point out, by the way, that this idea of ha'idna ein anu chozrim b'shvil chisarin kavana, that idea of the Ramah has the beginning of Kuf Aleph. So the Kozhik Glover, Reb Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, he was the second Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin after the Pietrekov, Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Yomi, is called the Pietrekov. The second Rosh Hashiva was the Kozhik Glover. So the Kozhik Glover in the Tshuva in Eretz Tzvi, Simin Chaf Daled, has a chiddush that maybe the pshat in Ein Anu Chozrim B'Shvil Chisarin Kavana is because the only kavana that's le'ikuva is the kavana that you omid lefnei hamelach, and even that is in the first bracha. Now that's fascinating that he says this because there's a famous essay of Reb Chaim, no? That Reb Chaim suggests that there's tzvei din in kavanah. Be'etzem, it's a Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of brachos, right? Reb Chaim has a suggestion that maybe there's like two dinim in kavanah. There's kavanah that you omid bifnei hamelach, and that kavanah has to be for the entire tefillah, right? That's how Reb Chaim answers the steer in the Rambam. Is kavanah necessary only in avos or for the entire tefillah? So Reb Chaim says it's tvei dinim of kavanah. It's kavanah for perish hamilim and kavanah that you omid lefnei hamelach. And kavanah that you omid lefnei hamelach has to be the entire tefillah, no? The Chazon Ish in his Goyonos on Reb Chaim, Chazon Ish doesn't believe that this is shayach. How can you be kavanah for the words, and you're also omid lefnei hamelach? And you say, Reb Chaim, the Chazon Ish doesn't like this. It's a beautiful piece in the Emek Brach about the essay of the of Reb Chaim. But what's fascinating that I like about this essay of the Kozhik Glover is the Kozhik Glover is saying that yeah, kavana is leikuva. Kavana and avos is leikuva, but the only kavana that's leikuva by avos is the kavana that you're omid lefnei hamelach, which he's saying is only applies to avos, but Reb Chaim says applies to the entire Shemoneh Esrei. But b'kitzur ma'aseh, right? We're in the following place. Why do we say chazas hashatz? Either because, like the Rambam writes, it's a takana, and even though we don't have ein o baki, okay, or we taka believe that we have some sort of ein o baki, and the ein o baki that we have is someone who doesn't have proper kavana. And perhaps this might answer your question. Perhaps the idea is that if I am standing in the Shatz Davins, so it's possible to have kavana that I'm omid b'fnei hamelach the whole time. Right? It's possible that Al Yedei the Shatz speaking, like the Rav explained, maybe we'll talk about this a little bit more. The Rav explained that the Shatz davening is ki'ilu, he's like imploring the Ribbono Shel Olam, like demanding from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it might be easier to have kavana for that, like I'm omid b'fnei hamelach, than in my own tefillah, where it might be more difficult. Again, I'm just suggesting a possibility. There are other reasons for chazaras hashatz. Taisus in Megillah on Chaf Gimel Mebeis has a suggestion that maybe the idea of chazaras hashatz is in order to make it possible to recite Kedusha, to recite Birchas Kohanim, the Aruch HaShulchan adds, right? That's why I say chazaras hashatz, to recite those extra things.
Amshab Asado is the same thing as Inubaki. Are we creating the
So
same thing?
Amshibisados are people who are out there. It could be it's very similar to the Inobaki idea. The assumption is that the people out in the fields don't, right, aren't the most knowledgeable people. It could be, right? They're not knowledgeable and they're not even in the shul. Yeah, Enochanami, same type of idea. But this yesod that you need, that idea of Chazash Hashatz is to make Kedusha possible. So in the Emek Bracha, he says that this is the pshat in the Kolbo. The Beis Yosef quotes a Kolbo that if the Chazan skips Yalav Yavo, the Chazan doesn't have to go back. Right? And the Beis Yosef doesn't like this, but what's the pshat in the Kolbo? Could be that the pshat in the Kolbo is this Yesod, the Yesod of Tosis and Megillah. That Chazash Hashatz is only to make Kedusha possible. So you make Kedusha possible. The fact is you skipped Yalav Yavo. Okay. Right? That could be the pshat. Now in the Sefer Emek Bracha, he points out that there is a stira in the Rosh about this idea. In one place, the Rosh says that the idea of Chazash Hashatz is to make Kedusha possible. On the other hand, the Rosh says, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's like the famous Rosh, that if you don't have nine people who are onim to the shatz, it's karov lios birchosav levatala. Now, if the idea is just to enable kedusha, right? So, what do you mean karov lios birchosav levatala? I'm just doing it to say kedusha. So the Emek Bracha is bothered by this kasha. Okay. There is a tshuva in the Melamed Lahoel. We love the Melamed Lahoel. The Melamed Lahoel, Reb David Zvi Hoffman, was the Rosh Yeshiva or the rector of Hildesheimer Seminary in Berlin. And in the tshuva of the Melamed Lahoel, he responds to the Mechadshim, the people who are, I guess, like neologs, who want to get rid of the recitation of Chazash Hashatz. And he's says, well, you can't get rid of it, it's a minhag. And minhag, Klai Yisrael's been doing it for many, many years, you don't get rid of it. Okay, point one. They might not listen to that idea. This won't resonate with the Mechadshim. So the Malam Lahol says, listen, the idea of tefillah, the Gemara in Brachos learns from Chana. Chana hi medaberes haliba, rak tfasah ha'na'os kola lo yishame'a, and she's davening quietly, privately, etc. Tefillah should be private. When I daven privately, I have an opportunity to express, says Reb David Zvi Hoffman, the ideas within my heart. Right? I daven for stuff that I need in my family, stuff I need personally, etc. The tefillah of the chazan, to some extent, is a bedieved sort of davening because it can't touch on the same yesod of kavanah that I would have in the private tefillah. It's almost like he's medamet to Paro, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hatiru ba'adi. You daven for me. That's not as good as me davening for myself. Now, on some level, this is similar to the notion that we were speaking about in terms of kavana, right? But what we're saying is that there's like two tracks in kavana. There's the ideal kavana for the stuff that I need, and then there's the Hatiru ba'adi kavana, which is what the shatz is davening for, and the idea of Chazaras Hashatz is that we want both things. We want to have the personal private as well as the chazan davening for everybody. When you think about it, this is really the famous suggestion that Rav Soloveitchik has, the difference between tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah ha'tzibur. Right? Tefillah b'tzibur is that we each daven our own tefillah, but we're a group together. And it's almost like the Korban Pesach. Right? Korban Pesach is a Korban that's a Yachid, but becomes a Tzibur because it's Baba Kenufya. It's not a full-fledged Korban Tzibur, as opposed to the regular Korban Tzibur, which is the entire Tzibur together becomes a entity and can daven. That's the, or it can be makrifon Korban. The Korban Yachid, and Reb David Zvi Hoffman has this in his tshuva, the Korban Yachid, I'm not so makbid, it doesn't have to be the most beautiful thing, but for the Korban Hatzibur, for everybody, right, so then you want to bring the most beautiful animal, or you want to put up the Baal Tefillah, right, with the nicest voice, about that's the idea of the he doesn't use Rav Salvechik's words of Tefillah Bitzibor and Tefillah Hatzibor. He speaks about Korban, right, and Chana, etc. But I think he ends up in the same place. So far, what I think we have in terms of Chazais HaShatz is the Hotzei She'eino Baki. We have this idea of the idea of to get a kaddish and to get kedusha in, and we also have this idea of like the two dimensions of tefillah, the private, personal, and the communal, and there are different ways of formulating that idea. There is a tshuva that Reb Avraham ben HaRambam is quoted in many places. He says that there was a minhag in Mitzrayim that they didn't say Chazar Sashatz, and the Rambam got rid of Chazar Sashatz. Right? People think the Rambam is a Mechadesh, no? Okay, maybe. Right? The Rambam got rid of Chazar Sashatz. He said because people end up speaking during Chazar Sashatz. People say, oh, we're Yotzei davening already. Why do I have to listen to this guy repeat it? Right? So they would start schmoozing with each other, and that became a tremendous Chilul Hashem. So therefore, the Rambam said, what you should do is you should have the Chazan daven out loud, and everyone daven in an undertone, and that way the Eino Baki would be Yotzei with the Chazan. And the Bekiyim will daven themselves, and people won't talk. It won't lead to a Chilul Hashem. In certain Sephardi communities, they do this only dafka by Shabbos Mosif and Yom Tov Mosif, because what's it called? Because then you have more people, and then they're more likely to talk. The poskim say that, you know what, if you have such a practice, okay, but really you should try to get rid of this practice because it's better to have. First, the Tfilas Yachid, then the Tfilas Tzibor. It's almost like a music. The encore presentation, or the repetition, is more enjoyable. It's more geschmack than the original presentation. So let's talk about talking during Chazar Sashatz. Right, that's what you wanted to say. So the Mishnah Berurah is a big make. You get an impression from the Mishnah Berurah that you shouldn't talk during Chazar Sashatz because you need to have nine people answering. And maybe you won't have nine people answering. That now, let's say you're in the yeshiva, and you know there's some people are like really from, they're going to be answering anyway, right? But the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what? Don't talk during Chazaras HaShatz because other people might learn from you. Now, in the yeshiva, that's not so likely. What they can learn from you, that if you're like learn, I don't mean talking, I mean learning. Do you learn the Chazaras HaShatz? The Mishnah Berurah is not into it. He says, because other people might learn from you. Based on this, they ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, maybe if I'm learning Behir Hor, it should be okay during Chazaras HaShatz because no one is going to learn from me. You can't tell what's going on in my mind. But at the same time, right, if I'm into this idea that Chazaras HaShatz is some replacement for Kavanah, because Chazaras HaShatz is this idea of a tefillas hatzibur, an idea of a korban tzibur, any formulation, so l'chora, it's not proper to learn during Chazaras HaShatz, even to learn silently, and no one's going to learn from you, my pardon the pun, but the idea still is that you shouldn't do that during Chazaras HaShatz because that undermines the whole lesson of Chazaras HaShatz. So these are some of the yesodas I wanted to mention, and Shkoyach, thank you for coming to listen.
The,